Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program, website, URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious scene broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along, and again, this is not a live broadcast. This is the broadcast for Monday, November the 16th. For today's read-along, we'll be from 1 Chronicles, chapter 22, beginning with verse 17. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. It is he from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, and his name is Jesus. Others may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as career counseling and other help-forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online, well, actually online right now due to my campaign run. I am participating in the 2016 presidential election, so you may shop online at my Avon store at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens. And my online store is available 24/7. You may sell Avon with one of my sales teams at Sales Development Team or Ethnic Prize Sales Rep Team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, with no space in between. Okay. Now, I'd like to go over our calendar review as well for this week, if I may. While we're waiting for the calendar review, you may say names. Entrepreneurs or families in need of prayer at this time. I'd like to pray for my family, my immediate family, my extended family on both sides. My neighbors, our political leaders at this time, Congress, my social media families, for Monday we have the state of Oklahoma and Jared Butler's birthday. We remember William Christopher Handy, who's the father of the blues. Tuesday is Roxy Diaz, Danny DeVito, and Rachel McAdams' birthday. It's also Eid al-Adha, and others may refer to it as World Peace Day. Wednesday is Fabulous, Christian Siriano, Mike Epps, John Herndon, Johnny Mercer's birthday. We remember Johnny Mercer. We remember Billy Scott on Thursday, along with James Garfield, Gandhi, and it's Terrence Living Singles, actor, Kyle Carson's birthday. Friday, we remember Franklin Cover. It may also be considered World Children's Day on Friday. In theaters, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, Secret in Their Eyes, and The Night Before Carol, and also Carol, will be in theaters. Saturday, we remember Art Ginsburg. It's World Hello Day. And it's the state of North Carolina and Goldie Hawn's birthday. Sunday is TV special American Music Awards on ABC, 8, 7 Central. And it's Scarlett Johnson or Johansson's and Candice Glover's birthday. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of this weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Deep breath again. Meditation poem, I Am by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle, I am proud, I am humble, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again, and slowly exhale. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners, to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books. In the books are chapters. In the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 22, verse 17. My audience, let's prepare for our religious and education-themed discussion. Ready? Let's begin. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon, his son, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the holy vessels of God, into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord." Chapter 23 of 1 Chronicles, beginning with verse 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel, with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000. Of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, pausing for a moment. Well, David said, which I made to praise therewith. Verse 6, and David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Leadon and Shimei. The sons of Leadon, the chief was Jehiel and Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith and Haziel and Aran, 3. These were the chief of the fathers of Leadon. And the sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zina, and Jeush, and Birara. These four were the sons of Shimei. And Jahath was the chief, and Zizah the second. But Jeush and Birara had not many sons. Therefore they were in one reckoning, according to their father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Abron, and Uzziah, 4. The sons of Ammon, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief, and the sons of Eleazar were Rehabiah, the chief. Eleazar had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomismith, the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Tiriah the first, Amariah the second, Daziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth. Of the sons of Uzziel, Mika the first, and Jesiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mali, and Mushi. The sons of Mali, Eleazar and Kish, and Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters. And their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, Mali, and Eder, and Jeremoth, 3. These were the sons of Levi, after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls. That did the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also unto the Levites. They shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for their service of the house of the Lord, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both for the shewbread, and for the fine flour for meat offering, and for the unleavened cakes, and for that which is baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord, and the Sabbath, and the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number, according to the order commanded unto them, continually before the Lord, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, and the service of the house of the Lord. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. There was no more priest. And David distributed them, both Zadok, the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar. And thus were they divided among the sons of Eleazar. There were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another, for the governors of the sanctuary, and governors of the house of God, were of the sons of Eleazar, and of the sons of Ithamar, and Shimei, the son of Nathaniel, the scribe, one of the Levites, wrote them before the king, and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and before the chief of the fathers of the priests, and Levites, one principal household, being taken from Eleazar, and one taken from Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiada, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth of Mashicha, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, 14th to Jishibayab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Emer, the 17th to Ezer, the 18th to Ases, the 19th to Pethahiah. Pausing for a moment, let's pronounce that name correctly. Pethahiah. The 20th to Jehezekel. Now, continuing with verse 17 of chapter 24. The 1 and 20th to Tijin, the 2 and 20th to Gamil, the 3 and 20th to Deliah, the 4 and 20th to Maaziah. These were the orderings of them and their service to come into the house of the Lord, according to their manner, under Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi were these: of the sons of Amram, Shubael; of the sons of Shubael, Jadiah; concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first were Ishiah; of the Izharites, Shelemoth; of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath; and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, was Isaiah, of the sons of Isaiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, were Mali and Mushi, the sons of Jeaziah, Bino, the sons of Merari, Majaaziah, Bino, and Shoam, and Zakur, and Ibri. Of Mali came Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, the son of Kish was Jeramiel. The sons also of Mushi, Mali, and Idur, and Jeremoth, these were the sons of the Levites, after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, and the brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David, the king, and Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers over against their younger brethren. Continuing with chapter 25, verse 1. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, and Joseph, and Nepaniah, and Azareel, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, and Zeri, and Jishai, Hashabiah, and Matinathah, six under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Anani, Eliatha, Gidalti, and Romantizer, Josh Bekasha, Malothi, Othur, and Mahaziath. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All of these were the under the hands of their father for song in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that was cunning, was 248. And they cast lots, ward against ward, as well the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12, the third to Zakur, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the fourth to Ezri, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the sixth to Bukiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The seventh to Jeshareliah, he, his son, and his brethren were 12. The eighth to Jeshashiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The ninth to Mataniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The tenth to Shemiah, he, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 11th to Azriel, he, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 12 to Hashabiah, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 13 to Shubiel, his son and his brethren were 12. The 14 to Manasseh, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 15 to Jeremoth, his son and his brethren were 12. The 16 to Hananiah, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 17 to Jacobiah, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 18 to Hananiah, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 19 to Melathi, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 20th to Elitha, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 21st to Othur, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 22nd to Gildabti, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 23rd to Maziah, his sons and his brethren were 12. The 24th to Ramatizer, his sons and his brethren were 12. Continuing with chapter 26, verse 1. Concerning the divisions of the porters of the Korshites was Meshinemiah, the son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshinemiah were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel, the second, Zabadiah, the third, Jathniel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Jehonan, the sixth, Elenoi, the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obadiah were Shemaiah the first, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Zachar the fourth, and Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peludei the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their fathers, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brethren were strong men, Eliu, and Zemachai. And our last verse for this discussion. All these are the sons of Obadiah, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for the service, were 62 of Obadiah. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we shall continue with, beginning with verse 9 of chapter 26. Verse 9 of chapter 26 of 1 Chronicles. I know that we're learning much. We've learned and reviewed a lot of names again for this read-along. Jot down any questions that you may have to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead if you feel led. Read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you.